Now, there must be some way we can reach our quota.
But, Donna, we did better last year.
The better is not good enough. Now, the children's clinic needs every cent that we can raise. Now, we just have to buckle down and scrape harder.
There isn't anybody left to scrape. Some in my group have even considered going to the Allison House.
Considered? You mean nobody did? Donna, you know nobody ever goes up there.
Well, maybe it's time somebody did. Mrs. Allison is the richest woman in town.
Assuming there is a Mrs. Allison. After all, nobody has seen her for 25 years. She could be a legend, like the Flying Dutchman.
Or like King Midas. We may be missing a golden opportunity.
Well, you're not going to get me up there. Not for all the tea bags in China. Just the thought of it gives me the creeps.
Those dogs are enough to keep me out.
What dogs?
Well, there are signs all over the place. Savage dogs, beware.
Oh, Edie, no one's ever been bitten by a sign.
I've heard some terrible stories.
Or turned to stone by rumor. Now, I don't believe it. Grown women afraid of shadows? Are we all cowards?
Well, I am. Me too.
Oh, come on now. Surely one of us must have some courage. We can't all be afraid. Now, come on. Who is going to call on Mrs. Allison?
Going to that creepy old house, are you?
Why not?
Well, I can give you plenty of reasons.
No fiction, Jeff. Just facts, please.
Oh, sure. Now, Dad, this is the whole truth. You see, a bunch of us guys went up there one night about a couple years ago. And...
wow.
What'd you see?
Place was crawling with ghosts, I suppose.
Well, it sure was.
What kind of ghosts did you see? Fat? Thin?
Well, we didn't actually get a chance to see any of them, but we sure knew they were around.
How'd you know?
Distinctly I remember. 'Twas a cold and bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost across the floor.
All right, honey, quoth your father, nevermore.
How'd you know?
Well, I'll tell you, Tricia. You see, it was a cold and windy night.
I hope there are ghosts up there, ghosts that believe in charity.
Darling, maybe you'd better forget about going up to that house.
Oh, Alex, stop it.
No, I'm serious. It's not spirits I'm concerned with, it's people. Why, Sarah Allison hasn't been out of that house in the last 25 years. That in itself would indicate a certain deviation from the norm, wouldn't you say?
Well, Alex, what could possibly happen to me?
Wait here.
Thank you.
Don't touch that! Do you always take such liberties in a strange house? Who are you? What do you want here? You've come to snoop, haven't you?
Mrs. Allison, I'm Mrs. Stone, and I've come on very important business.
Business?
I have no business with anyone. Well, sit down, sit down.
No, nothing!
Mrs. Allison, I'm here in behalf of the Children's Clinic Fund. As you know, the clinic...
You want money, is that it? Well, young lady, you're wasting your time and mine.
But Mrs. Allison, it's a very worthy cause, and anything that you might give would be gratefully received.
Children's Clinic, did you say? How much do they need?
Well, as a matter of fact, we're short of our quota by $900.
Well, that isn't so much.
You mean you will donate? $900?
Not a penny.
Mrs. Allison, the money we collect is used to give medical care to underprivileged children. Perhaps you find that amusing. I don't. Good afternoon.
Just a minute. You think me a mean old woman, don't you? Well, you're right, I am. Now come back here. It's for a worthy cause, isn't it?
Yes.
How long has this charity been in existence?
About 10 years.
No one has ever called on me for funds before.
They were afraid to.
And you weren't. I like that. You've got spunk. And you're pretty, too. All right, I'll think about it. You can come back tomorrow for my decision. We'll have tea.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Allison. You're very kind.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Come in, please.
It's so long since we've had company, Alfred. What did you think of her? Yes, I agree. Perfectly charming. Oh, I thought you'd gone.
I seem to be having trouble with my car. May I use your phone?
I don't have one.
Oh, dear.
There's a telephone at the little store at the top of the hill. Eric, I want you to make a call for Mrs. Stone.
Yes, madam.
Yes. Well, to my husband. Tell him where I am and that my car won't start. He'll know what to do.
Yes, madam.
Now, Eric will take care of everything. He's most reliable. You might as well make yourself comfortable.
Our car out of sight.
It's been over an hour since the call was made.
Perhaps your husband has been delayed. Why don't you come and sit down? From your eagerness to leave, I assume that you have found me and my mode of living quite distasteful.
Now, Mrs. Allison, when I came here, I expected to stay only a few minutes. My family will...
Don't change the subject. You're appalled to find an old woman still living in the Dark Ages. Why don't you admit it? Admit it!
Oh, Mrs. Allison, I'm not appalled. I'm merely puzzled. Why have you shut yourself off from everything? Life, friends.
Because there is nothing outside this house that I want. Nothing.
But how do you know?
I know. I know.
Well, I think I'll go to the store and call.
It's quite dark outside.
I'm not afraid of the dark.
I wouldn't go to the store if I were you, madam. It closed at 6.
Yes, well, then I'll go to the next door neighbors and call.
There's no next door.
Oh.
I'm glad you're still here, my dear.
Hey, Dad, what's keeping Mom? I'm starved.
Well, Mary's throwing something together.
Yeah, it's just how it's going to taste.
Yeah.
You know, Mom's never been this late before without calling us.
Hello? Oh. Mary, it's for you.
Thank you, Daddy.
And don't tie up the line too long.
All right. Hello? Oh, hi, Doreen. Oh, I'm trying to get dinner together. No, my mother's not home yet. Look, about Saturday...
Tell her you will talk to her later. I want to use the phone.
All right, Doreen, I'll have to call you later. Okay, bye-bye.
Hello, Grace. Alex. By any chance, is Donna there? No. Well, do you have any idea where she might be? No. There's nothing to worry about. Thanks a lot, Grace. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I bet she went to the Allison house.
Your mother shows up while I'm gone, Jeff. Tie an anchor on.
Jeff, where did Dad go?
To the Allison house.
Oh, lovely. Isn't that lovely? It was Alfred's favorite song. I play it every evening for him. Would you like to hear something else?
No, thank you very much.
You're impatient to get away, aren't you?
Well, I can't imagine what's happened to my husband.
You'd change all this, wouldn't you? You worship change, not one day like another. Do you know that's what's wrong with people today? There are no more Graces. Nobody cares.
But how do you know?
Eric tells me.
Well, Eric is wrong. People do care. They care about a great many things. The world has changed. Oh, people are still good and bad as they were in your time, but the world is a better, brighter, more challenging place. Now, instead of just hearing about it, why don't you get out and see for yourself?
Mrs. Stone, you forget you're a guest in this house.
Am I?
Everything's ready, madam.
Thank you, Eric. Set another place at the table. Mrs. Stone will be staying for dinner.
Oh, but I couldn't, really.
I insist, my dear.
But I'll be leaving in a few minutes.
Perhaps. But until Dr. Stone does arrive, I want you to enjoy all the hospitality of my house.
But I'm not hungry, not a bit.
The matter is settled. Eric, I'm sure our guest would like to freshen up before dinner.
Yes, madam. If you'll follow me, please.
Go ahead, Mrs. Stone. She'll add something, Alfred, don't you think?
I think you'll find everything you need here, madam.
Thank you.
Something I can do for you, ma'am?
Oh, good evening. I'm Doc Stone. Maybe you could help me. My wife mentioned coming out here this afternoon.
Mrs. Stone was here, sir.
Oh, well, may I speak, Mrs. Allison, please?
I'm sure Mrs. Allison would be able to help you.
Oh. Well, thank you anyway.
Alex! Alex! Alex!
wouldn't go out if I were you. The dogs are loose.
But that was my husband.
I'm afraid you're mistaken. It was only someone who missed the road into town.
No, but that was his car. I recognized it.
Oh, there are so many cars that look alike. Now, may I escort you to the dining room?
Any sign of her?
No. Oh, Jeff, I'm scared.
You know, maybe we're getting all worked up over nothing.
Oh, I hope you're right.
Anyway, let's go inside. Waiting out here just makes it seem worse.
Oh, Jeff, there's Addie. Oh, he's alone.
Any news from your mother?
Oh, we were hoping she'd be with you.
Oh, Dad, didn't you find out anything at the Allison place? Well, people just don't disappear, at least not in Hilldale. Well,
I called Mrs. Haskins and Mrs. Andrews. They're on Mother's Committee at the clinic. They haven't seen her since the meeting yesterday.
What are we going to do?
It's you again, Doreen.
Oh, I forgot to call her back. Doreen, I'm sorry. I can't talk to you now. I'll see you at school tomorrow. Okay, bye.
Dad, what are we going to do?
Hello, operator. Get me the police department.
We don't usually dine with such ceremony, but tonight is a very special occasion.
Shall I serve it now, ma'am?
Oh, by all means. This really makes the evening festive. Don't you agree?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Eddie. Thank you. I propose a toast. Will you rise, please? To you, Alfred, and to all my dear departed friends. And to you, my dear. Aren't you going to join us?
Yes.
We'll have our coffee here with our friends.
Yes, madam.
Obviously, your husband has been delayed. So you have no alternative but to stay here with us. Oh, Eric, tell Pauline to put fresh linens on the bed in the guest room.
Yes, ma'am.
Mrs. Stone will be spending the night.
But I couldn't. It's not very far to town. I'll walk.
10 miles in the dark. Oh, no. I wouldn't hear of it.
But the walk will be good for me.
Now we'll just forget about this nonsense. We're going to spend a nice, quiet evening together.
5'4", about 110 pounds, hazel eyes and brown hair. I guess that's about it. I'll get this description out right away.
Thank you, officer.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Dad, isn't there anything else we can do?
Nothing. Just wait.
And don't you try to stop me.
You can go whenever you wish, Mrs. Stone. You'll find your car will start now.
But the trick is to find my car.
No, madam. All tricks are over for the evening.
Eric, perhaps you better explain.
Yes. We have been detaining you, but for a very good reason. Since Mrs. Allison lost her husband 25 years ago, she hasn't been out of this house. Now, when you arrive today, for the first time, this old house and Mrs. Allison seem to come alive again. And today is a very special occasion, her 50th wedding anniversary.
We thought if we could keep you here for a while, she would realize how much she was missing in life.
You're right, Pauline. Been missing out on life. A crusty old woman in a musty old house. More like a tomb than a house.
But it doesn't have to be that way. It's a beautiful world. And it can be even more beautiful if you live in it. As my son Jeff would say, you've got to get with it.
But it's been so many years. I'm almost afraid. I don't know anyone.
Oh, but you make new friends. You're really very nice, Mrs. Allison.
You are very kind, my dear.
Good night, Mrs. Allison.
Good night. And you'll be back for tea tomorrow.
Fine. Don't you think you'd better lock up the dogs?
There aren't any. It's just the sign. And no one has ever been bitten by a sign.
It seems I've heard that somewhere before. A long time ago.
Boy, I never would have believed it if Mom hadn't told me. Imagine, being out of touch of the world for so long.
You know, she probably never even heard of the astronauts.
Probably never heard of the Wright brothers. You ready?
Yeah. Mom, we're shoving off.
Oh, Mary, I almost forgot. Doreen wants you to call her back. Oh, well, I'll see her at school. Thank you.
Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad.
Honey, I wish you had time to have another cup of coffee with me.
Sorry, darling, I have an early appointment.
I'm really home.
Oh, remind me to remind you more often.
Dad! Mom, come here!
Would you get a load of this?
After 25 years.
Oh, will you look at that car? Oh,
thank you, young man.
Good morning, Mrs. Stone.
Good morning, Mrs. Stone. Oh, this must be Dr. Stone.
Yes.
How do you do, Mrs. Stone?
Well, how do you do? My dear, I wasn't so sure that you'd call on me again, so I brought you this.
Oh, Mrs. Allison, you shouldn't have.
Now, don't tell me what I shouldn't do, young woman. Open it.
A check. For $900.
Yes, but it doesn't compare with the contribution you made to me.
Won't you come in and have some coffee with me?
Well, I'd love to, but I can't spare the time this morning. First, I have an appointment with a hairdresser, and then I simply must buy some new clothes. Oh, I have so many, many things to do. Isn't it wonderful?
Yes, yes, it is.
This must be Jeff.
Yes.
Well, we have to get with it, don't we, Jeff?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
This has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.